Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and it is time to celebrate. It is time to graduate, and that is our topic today as we have commencement ceremonies happening, in just about a day and going through Saturday as well. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Sheila Markowitz. Sheila is the ESU Registrar, and also Dr. Jerry Spotswood, Assistant Provost and Dean of the Graduate School and Distance Education. Sheila, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Dr. Spotswood, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, we are doing well. Sheila, let's start with you. Before we start talking about the schedule and maybe some potential changes from past graduation activities, what makes this such a, I guess, maybe an exciting and gratifying time for university administrators like yourself?
It's always rewarding to watch our students walk across the stage. So many of our faculty and staff have worked with these students for at least 4 years, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer, but it's very rewarding to watch them take that final step and get that diploma. It's there's just nothing beyond it. The excitement down there in the halls before the ceremony starts is like nothing you've ever experienced. So anybody who hasn't been to one needs to just stop by and wander around the halls, and it'll get them all jacked up.
There's no doubt about that. As this is a culmination of a lot of hard work, and it's quite a goal that's been accomplished by the students and a lot of proud parents and family members, too. This is quite a day and quite an event for all the graduates. Well, Dr. Spotswood, let's look at the itinerary here. We've got, three separate ceremonies coming up this weekend?
Yeah, that's correct. We've got graduate Friday evening and then two separate ceremonies for undergraduates on Saturday. Our spring tends to be a little heavier, so we have to separate out the undergraduates to make room for the families and friends of the graduates.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, I'm going to ask, given the fact that we do have, the different ceremonies in place, Sheila, is the course schedule basically the same for each of the three ceremonies that are going to be starting up here this weekend?
It is, pretty much, yes. Yes, we just split them up into the different colleges. We'll participate at different times. So the morning ceremony, we'll have our liberal arts and science graduates. And the afternoon ceremony will have our School of Business and Teachers College graduates. And then Friday evening is our students who are graduating from the graduate school.
Well, having these kind of numbers is a good problem to have. We hope this continues as far as, those that are eligible and candidates for degrees, right?
That's right. Interestingly, I did some research before this ceremony to see if there was any chance that we could go back to one big undergraduate ceremony. And it was back in spring of 2017 was the last time we had a spring undergraduate where everybody was together. And we kind of got in trouble by our fire marshal because we had too many people standing in the halls and everywhere. So at that time, we had about 515 graduates. And this year, we have 495. So we don't think that we're going to be able to go back to one giant ceremony for a while, and we'll just kind of keep an eye on that. But that's a good problem to have. You're right.
Indeed.
Understood. Sounds, Dr. Spotswood, like Blake Benson, who's a part of the Board of Regents, will be giving remarks here. And the way it sounds is Blake will be busy.
Yes. He's going to attend both the Friday evening as well as the two on Saturday. So, he's the KBOR region representative, and he, generally brings a fairly short speech and greetings from the Board of Regents.
What does it mean, Dr. Spotswood, to have, and there's always been a representative of the Regents, at least from what I can remember, every graduation ceremony, fall or winter or springtime that I can remember, what does it mean to have a representative of the Regents at the commencement activities and the symbolization, if nothing else, of the support from the state level that Emporia State's getting?
Yeah, I mean, it means everything. It's very nice to have, a Regent there. Now, there have been, occasions in which bad weather or something has prohibited them from being there. But on the whole, it's been very nice to have them there representing the state and encouraging our graduates and understanding what it is that they have done and what we have done. So, yeah.
Sheila, is there a specific time the doors to White Auditorium will be opened up? People can start arriving?
Yeah, that's a great question. On Friday Eve, well, at both ceremonies, we tell the public that the doors usually open about an hour or an hour and a half before the ceremony starts. So this evening, it will open at 4:30, and then tomorrow morning, the doors will open at 8 o'clock. And then in the afternoon one, it's a little tighter because we got to make sure that the auditorium staff get a lunch break and all of us working both ceremonies do as well. So we won't open the doors until 1 o'clock for the afternoon ceremony.
Understood. Okay. Understood. Again, we're joined by Sheila Markowitz and Jerry Spotswood for the ESU Buzz here this morning. Sheila, I wanted to ask you, and obviously this has been a year of change, however you want to frame it, but given from everything that's happened at Emporia State University this year, and really what students have done with their own personal journeys the last several years, what does it mean for them to basically have themselves positioned today to have that that certificate that says that they have a degree from Emporia State University, and how Emporia State has prepared them for their journeys to come?
So I don't, I probably can't answer that in a fully, so to speak, but we do recognize the fact that there are some of our graduates that will be walking across the stage and obtaining a degree in an area that it will no longer be offered here. And so for some of those students, that means a lot to them. It's a big accomplishment for them, and I think for the faculty as well, to see some of those students finish out those programs that are now being reimagined and changed just a little bit. So, you're right, with all the change that's been going on, this ceremony will mean a little bit more to some students.
And Dr. Spotswood, from your perspective, I mean, in addition to the reinvestment process, which is fully underway, a lot of these students had to deal with much, if not all, of the entire COVID-19 pandemic. So you talk about a period of change and adaptation for these students and for the staff that are still on board.
Yeah, I mean, these students in particular have really gone through a lot. And one of the things I'm really grateful for during our ceremonies is the focus is almost exclusively on the students. We have very few speeches and points of focus elsewhere. It is especially at the graduate level about the students coming across the stage, going through the hooding ceremony. But they are the center of attention. So as it should be, they've had especially as you noted, this class has really gone through a number of things. So I think it's just, fantastic the way in which we handle graduations here.
Well, it's culmination of a lot of hard work, and that means commencement time at Emporia State at White Auditorium. Three ceremonies happening Friday night, that's tomorrow night, and then two ceremonies on Saturday at 9:30, and again at 2. Well, Sheila, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Thank you, guys.
Good to talk to you. Dr. Spotswood, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
That's Sheila Markowitz, Emporia State University Registrar, and Dr. Jerry Spotswood, Assistant Provost and Dean of the Graduate School and Distance Education, joining us on the ESU Buzz.